it was very funny because, you know, the other night in, did a workshop in Dublin 2 nights ago, and talking about how, you know, things don't always go perfectly. You learn to roll with the punches. And so, you know, God decided to teach me a lesson. Can you practice what you preach? So we had a nice time in Wicklow this morning. All right. Now we'll officially start, because pretty much everybody's seated. Wow, what a fantastic crowd. Thank you all so much. I can't even get half of this crowd in American cities. And here it is. I just did another workshop, you know, what, 3 hours away 2 nights ago. So I love Ireland. Usually when someone starts a workshop, they'll try to do things to get you all worked up, to really get a lively thing. For those of you who know me, I do things a little differently. I'm a tapper. You know, tappers are a little bit different, right? You know? So what I'd like everyone to do is close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and hold it. And let it go. Now, just breathing comfortably with your eyes closed. Just go ahead and feel your feet on the floor. Or, you know, if your feet are crossed, that's okay. Feel your bottom in your seat, wherever you're connected to something. Allow yourself to feel that connection. Allow yourself to feel centered and grounded. Allow yourself to be right here, right now, as present as possible, so as to receive maximum benefit from these next 2 hours. Just take a moment to check in. It's one of the things we do far too rarely, is check in with ourselves, scan our body and see, how am I doing right now? What's going on inside? Notice if there are any physical things going on. Any emotional things. And this workshop is entitled Success Beyond Belief. So go ahead and think about what success means to you. And let it be clear what success means to you, not to your parents or your next door neighbor or your grade school teacher or anybody else. Just allow yourself to give yourself permission to sit there and feel inside, what does it mean to me? What do I want from life? Whether it's personal, professional, money, health, relationships. And as I say all these things, again, just notice what's going on inside. Notice any emotional things that might come up. Notice any physical sensations that might come up. Allow yourself to be aware of what feels important. And as you think about some successes, notice any resistance that comes up. And it can come up in different ways. Take another deep breath. And let it go. Go ahead and open your eyes. So that's the funny thing about success, is we consciously will say what we want. It's like, oh, I'm going to achieve this, I'm going to do this. And then we go to do it. I'm going to do it tomorrow. Tomorrow will be a much better day for it. Or the day after. On Monday. In September. Resistance. The extent to which we're not experiencing what we say that we want is the extent to which we're resisting it. Because I know everyone here has, at some point, had something incredible happen in your life that you've manifested, which just goes to show what an incredible manifester you are. In fact, we're 100% successful 100% of the time. We are always succeeding. It's just a question of what we're succeeding at. Yesterday, I successfully took out 2 tires. Why? I don't know. What was that thing inside of me that was saying, you know, That's because my wife's a Byrne, and they come from Wicklow, and so obviously part of me was saying, you know, a really good husband would spend more time in Wicklow. Is that going to work? Okay, so it's fine now. What is, when we choose something that we want, some success that we want, and we find ourselves not quite getting there, what's that stuff that comes up inside? Sometimes we can be more aware of it consciously, and sometimes just a physical sensation. Sometimes we're just aware that we're not doing it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start out with a tapping round here on resisting success. And then it's going to, the rest of the evening, it's going to be audience participation. It's going to be working with, everything I do is working with the energy of the group. I have no idea where it's come from. I don't come in here, okay, we're going to do this script, you know, script 15A on success. It's, the words are going to come out. But I'll get suggestions of what's coming up for folks, and then we'll build along through that. And about halfway through, we'll do some guided imagery, because some people get very upset with me if I don't do one of my guided imageries in a workshop. But I'll do it in the middle, because if I do it at the end of the evening, then everyone's like, oh, it's time to go now.
So, we have to drive.
Yes. Through construction. Really on fire with my manifestations today. You're welcome. So, first of all, is anyone here not familiar with EFT and tapping? Is anyone new to this? Excellent. Oh, we do have someone. Okay. That's fine. You're in the right place. It's so simple. And the great thing about EFT is you really can't get it wrong. You know, there are ways to make it more effective, but and eventually what it comes down to is I always say that all healing comes from God, and God never says, I'm sorry, you missed a point. No healing for you. So, EFT, emotional freedom technique, based on acupuncture, it's been around for thousands of years, in Chinese medicine. There is a flow of energy through the body. And when this energy is flowing the way it's supposed to, we're in our natural state of health and well-being, love, joy, all that really good stuff. And then stuff happens, and that energy gets stuck, and we don't feel so great. We stop ourselves physically and emotionally. So instead of sticking needles in these points, we just tap on these points. And I'll show you, we'll go through the points, and it's very easy. Just follow along, do what I do, say what I say. Obviously, most of you probably heard of the basic EFT where you just say, even though I have this problem, I love and accept myself, this problem, this problem, this problem. Okay. Which is great, but I like to have a little more fun with it. So, let's just go ahead and start. So, tapping on the side of the hand. Even though I sometimes resist success, I choose to love and accept myself anyway. Even though I sometimes resist success, I choose to love and honor myself anyway. Even though I sometimes resist success, I don't know why. Because there are a lot of cool things. I'd really like to have in my life. And part of me knows I could do it. So why am I stopping myself? And even though I sometimes resist success, I choose to deeply and completely love, honor, and accept myself. And all those other people in my life who have taught me how to resist success. So successfully. All this resistance to success. All this resistance to success. Sometimes I really resist success. I really stop myself. It's possible for me to have so much more success in life. But I stop myself. I resist. And you can tap with either hand on either side. You can tap with both. You'll see folks do it in different ways, and just you'll find what works best for you.